the flowers and the trees to grow. He makes food from the garden and food from the tree. It's food for you and it's food for me. Oh, and he's the tree. If we don't stay close to him, then we'll fall off down into sin. Oh, he'll want to see that his love is growing in you and in me.
Oh, grow, grow, God makes things grow. Grow whatever seed I sow, from the heavens above to the earth below. He's the one who makes things grow. He's the one I want to know. Oh, grow, grow, God makes things grow.
This is Miss Curly Donna. Welcome to the Mustard Seed Kids. Did you ever wonder how faith grows? Even a small child can learn. Sometimes big people don't know what faith is about. You see, adults often need proof. They have trouble being as a little child and accepting God's word and promises by faith. Kids, you'll want to have your parents listen along with you today so they can grow in faith too. Well, it's time for the Mustard Seed Kids and their episodes of H-E-R-O for God. That's hero, which takes place in little Billy's bedroom while he is saying his bedtime prayers and he meets an angel. The angel has been sent to answer Billy's prayer, to be used by God, to become a hero for God. Then we move on to the set of a TV cooking show, where Chef Salad demonstrates what happens when we don't follow the recipe, but substitute easier ingredients. His beefy assistant, Chuck Roast, points out that Christians sometimes try to go their own way instead of following God's word. But they end up in a pickle. Sounds rather interesting, doesn't it? Well, let's listen in and learn today.
And God bless my mommy and daddy and everyone at church. And God, I want you to use me any way that you want to. Just tell me what is that you want me to do and I'll do it. Amen.
Thank you, guys. That's all for now.
Where did you come from?
Quite an entrance, wasn't it? At times, I think it may be a little bit much, but the boss up in heaven seems to like it.
Heaven? Who are you?
Arthur Angel is the name. I'm head recruiter for HERO. H-E-R-O. HERO.
An angel? For HERO? What's HERO?
I knew you would ask that. Excuse me. Angels, could you bring that sign up here, please? Sorry about the music. Union rules. They have to do that every time they show up here. HERO stands for Heavenly Employment Recruitment Office. And I was sent here to respond to your application.
What? Application?
Well, you were just praying, weren't you?
Yeah.
And you asked God to use you, didn't you?
Yeah.
Well, there you have it. You've asked God to use you, and I'm here to get you started.
Doing what?
To be a hero for God, of course. That's what the Heavenly Employment Recruitment Office does. We find heroes for God, like Moses or Solomon or Elijah. They were all heroes. And now it's time for a new hero. Hero Billy.
Me? A hero for God? No way! God can't mean me.
Well, my report said that you love him, you trust him, and you're willing and available. So that makes you hero material, all right.
But when I prayed, I was thinking more along the lines of being a helper for God, not a hero for God. Can't I start a little smaller? Like, how about if I bring some cookies to church the next week?
Cookies are good. You can do that. But God also has other things he's going to do. Truly big things. And he's going to use you to get them done.
But I can't be a hero. I'm just a kid.
David was just a kid when he took on Goliath. And he was a big hero for God.
But I'm kinda new at this Christianity stuff. I don't think I know enough to be a hero. And besides, I'm not holy like those other guys you mentioned.
Do you actually think all the other heroes of the Bible were perfect people?
Well, maybe not perfect. Only Jesus was perfect, but they were all a whole lot more perfect than I am.
Huh. You better take another look at your Bible, Billy. God used all sorts of people, and most of the heroes of the Bible had plenty of problems. Jonah ran away from God, and Peter rejected Jesus 3 times in one night. Time after time, those heroes failed, but God still used them to do great things.
But they were special people. I'm not special.
Billy, what made them special was God working through them. It wasn't something that they did. It was what God did. They weren't any different from you. That's why our motto is Heavenly Employment Recruitment Office is be all that God can be. Hey, did I call you guys? What are you doing here?
I just felt like you needed some music right then.
Well, you were wrong.
Oh, sorry.
Be all that God can be? What does that mean?
It means that you let God run things and use you however he wants.
How do I start becoming a hero for God?
Well, you've already done the first thing.
What's that?
You've made yourself available, and that's good.
So what else do I need to do?
Next, you have to remember that you don't do anything.
I don't do anything. How can I be a hero for God if I don't do anything? All the heroes in the Bible got to do things. This isn't fair. I have to be Billy the Couch Potato Hero.
Are you done whining?
No. Why don't I get to do stuff like the heroes in the Bible?
Billy, who parted the Red Sea?
Everybody knows it was Moses.
And who defeated Goliath?
It was David, of course.
And who saved all the animals during the flood?
Don't you know it was Noah?
Billy, all your answers are wrong.
No, they're not. The Bible says they did all those things.
No, Noah doesn't, Billy. The Bible says God did all those things. Those men were heroes not because of what they did, but because they trusted God and let Him use them. That's what being a hero for God means.
I never thought of it that way. I guess you're right. Okay, I'll do it God's way.
Billy, I am glad we met. I think you're going to make a great hero for God. Goodbye, Billy. Oh, Angela, what is it now? Yeah, I suppose we could do that. Billy, the other angels would really like to do a big finish. Do you mind?
No, that would be great.
And remember, Billy, be all that God can be.
Yeah, look out, world. Here come Billy, a hero for God.
Wow, wasn't that exciting? I prayed one time just like Billy did. You see, I was feeling complacent. That's like everything is just fine and nothing exciting is happening. Everything is comfortable. So, one night, after reading my Bible, I got down on my knees to pray. And this is what I prayed. Lord, I'm feeling complacent. I know there's more to being a Christian than what I'm being right now. Please take me out of my comfort zone and increase my faith. Amen. Well, God has done just that. I thought I saw God put his arm around Jesus, who was sitting beside him on the throne in heaven. God winked and said, "Oh, son, we're gonna have fun with this one." And you know, God has had fun with it. I've been available, and God has done so much in my life to increase my faith. He has used me to teach others about faith, love, joy, kindness, faithfulness, and even self-control. Are you available? If so, God will use you too. Just be available. God will do the rest. In Mark 9:23, we read, "Everything is possible for one who believes." And in Luke 2:37 and 38, we read about Anna, whom God used in the Bible when Jesus was presented in the temple as a young child. She was available to God. God used her. Are you ready? Then ask the Lord to change your heart today. Make it ever true. You are available, and God wants to use you. Yes, change my heart, O God. Make it more like you.
God wants us to be like soft clay in His hands, so He can make something wonderful out of our lives. And He'll do it if we ask Him.
Change my heart, O God. Make it ever true. Change my heart, O God. May I be like you. Change my heart, O God. Make it ever true. Change my heart, O God. May I be like you. You are the potter. I am the clay. Hold me and make.
Thanks, Mr. Donut Man, for allowing us to use your song. I'm glad Jesus lives in my heart. I know I need to pray every day and ask God to show me what He wants me to do. I want to be a Christian, not just say I am. Wow, that was a great lesson today. And now it's time for a commercial break and Big Bob Goodman. Oh, and don't write down the phone number. It doesn't exist. He's just being funny. Take it away, Big Bob.
Hi, folks. I'm Big Bob Goodman, your friendly Bible salesman. Yes, folks, here at the Good Book Emporium, we have Bibles of all kinds. We have big Bibles, little Bibles, fat Bibles, skinny Bibles, large print Bibles, Spanish Bibles, Baptist Bibles, Nazarene Bibles, Catholic Bibles. Yes, we have any kind of Bible you could ever want. This week's special Bible is our Scratch and Sniff Bible. Yes, folks, now you can really let your Bible come alive right before your very nose. You can scratch and sniff your way all the way through the Bible, from the fragrant aromas of the Garden of Eden all the way through to the fire and smoke of Revelation. You'll visit the pig pen where the prodigal son spent some time. Just scratch the page and you'll get a whiff of what it really smelled like way back then. You'll discover what Noah's Ark really smelled like. You'll smell Moses' burning bush, the plague of frogs, the lion's den, the fiery furnace, and the rose of Sharon. You'll suffer with Jonah the aroma of a whale with heartburn. Don't laugh, folks. You ever seen a 60-pound Rolaids? You'll actually smell Balaam's donkey and the aromas of the manger that important night in Bethlehem. You'll thrill as the Bible becomes alive as you've never experienced it before. Now, how much would you expect to pay for this offer? $90? $100? Our special price, just for you, television audience, for this magnificent Scratch and Sniff Bible, is only $49.95 plus $4 postage and handling. Dial our special toll-free number, 1-800-BIG-SMEL. That's 1-800-BIG-SMELL. And order your Scratch and Sniff Bible today. MasterCard and Visa are accepted. Don't miss out on this fantastic, never-to-be-repeated offer. That's 1-800-BIG-SMELL. Do it today.
Well, everyone, I don't have a Scratch and Sniff Bible, but my Bible is getting very worn from using it every day. I call it my Bible. It is my book of instructions on how to live the Christian life. I hope you have a Bible. It's the best instruction book you could ever have. In fact, just yesterday, I read in 1 Samuel 16, verse 7, "But the Lord said to Samuel, 'Do not consider his appearance or his height, for I have rejected him.' The Lord does not look at the things people look at. People look at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart." Whoa! That's pretty exciting. The Lord is looking at my heart. He doesn't care if I wear name brand clothes or look a certain way. He cares about my heart. He just wants me to be available, and He will do the rest. Oh, I'm glad I came today. Aren't you? I don't know about you, but I'm getting hungry right now. So let's move on to the kitchen and see what's happening. In Proverbs 16, verse 20, I read this morning these words, "Whoever gives heed to instruction prospers, and blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord." Whoa! I don't know about you, but when I'm cooking, I need to follow the instructions and use the correct ingredients, or it's a disaster at mealtimes. I want to listen to God's instructions and trust Him every day. Welcome to We're Cooking Now. Get in the kitchen and get out your apron as we welcome our host and expert cook, Chef Salad.
Hello and welcome to our show. Today we are making one of my favorites, sweet pickle pie. It's really dilly. If you know what I mean, here comes my favorite able assistant, Chuck Roast.
Hello.
Well, Chuck, did you bring the ingredients for today's pie?
I got the food you asked for, but it's not.
Well, thank you, Chuck. Now let's get started on that pie. Do you have the recipe, Chuck?
Yes. That is, I did. But where?
Thank you, Chuck. There it is on the back of your head. Get it there when you tell. Now let's see what we have here.
You know this recipe.
Calls for 3 cups of milk. I'm going to use apple juice instead. It has much nicer color.
But it calls for...
Next, we should have 7 sweet pickles, but you know, pickles take too long to slice, so I'll just substitute some nice, fresh olives.
Olives?
Yes, olives instead of 4 eggs. Just put 1 in. No need to get extravagant, you know.
Excuse me, Chef Salad.
Yes, Chuck?
Shouldn't we follow the,
Yeah, right you are, Chuck. It's ready to be cooked. We'll save some time. Let's put it in the microwave instead of preheating the oven and all that boring stuff. Please put it on high for 10 seconds.
10 seconds?
Yeah, you're right. Better make it 15. We want to make sure it gets done.
Okay, but I really think that,
Of course, Chuck. How silly of me. I completely forgot to mention tomorrow's dish, chocolate applesauce. It's a favorite for the crew here, and I'm sure it'll be a favorite in your home. Oh, good. It's ready. I can't wait. Oh, good. What's that?
It's your pie, Chef Salad.
It certainly doesn't look like sweet pickle pie.
Well, of course not. You didn't follow the instructions.
Yes, but I...
You substituted your ingredients for the ones in the recipe. You made something, but it's not sweet pickle pie. You didn't...
Ugh, that's awful.
Ugh, it smells bad, too.
I wonder what went wrong.
Well, it's just like when people try to live their lives without the Bible.
Do they get pie?
Hardly, but they do end up in a real pickle sometimes.
Huh?
See, the Bible has great advice on how to live, but some folks substitute their plans for God's and try to make it work anyway.
But he's the one who made the plans. Didn't they think he knows what's best?
Well, it's kind of like your recipe, but the person who wrote the instructions knew that if they were followed, they'd make sweet pickle pie. You see, God knows his plans will work, too. Sometimes people just try to take it shortcuts.
I see. Well, it seems like we've learned a little lesson here, but all the time we have this show, remember, folks, recipes were made to follow, and so was the Bible.
You said it.
Happy cooking, everyone.
Wow, what a lesson. That reminds me of what I read in the Bible this morning in Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him and he will make your path straight. That certainly is good instruction. If I follow this scripture, submit, or allow God to direct me, trust him, then he will make the way for me. Well, let's close our time together with another Mr. Donut Man song, Love and Obey. It's the way to say, I love you, Lord. If I love, then I will obey. It's the only way, even when it's not the easiest thing to do.
Hey, kids, yeah. Before we go, why don't you tell me some things you can do to be a helper and to let God's love shine through you?
Okay. Picking up my socks, hanging up my clothes.
That's good.
Helping with the dishes, doing what I'm told.
Uh-huh.
It's just another way of saying, Lord, I love you.
Yeah, that's right. Love and obey.
To love and obey.
It's the only way.
It's the only way.
Even when it's not the easiest thing to do. To love and obey.
To love and obey.
It's the only way.
It's the only way.
To love and obey. What else can you do?
Sharing with my friends, being good to all.
Uh-huh.
Helping anyone if I see them fall.
Oh, that's good.
It's just another way of saying, Lord, I love you.
Wow, you've learned a lot.
You teach me in your word, loving is the way. And if I learn to love, then I will obey.
That's right. To love and obey.
To love and obey.
It's the only way.
It's the only way.
Even when it's not the easiest thing to do. To love and obey.
Thanks, Mr. Donut Man, for allowing us to use your song. You've helped us understand how we can be obedient to God, like I learned in Joshua 24, verse 24. And the people said to Joshua, "We will serve the Lord our God and obey him." Thanks for joining us on today's episode of the Mustard Seed Kids. Hopefully, you have learned that God loves it when we spend time with him, like when we get company, and when we thank him. We hope you have learned from today's episodes. See you next time. Until then, spend time with God each day by reading the Bible, hiding God's word in your heart, and praying. Watch your faith grow. Oh, and maybe you'll want to keep a faith journal. That's a daily writing of how your faith is growing and what you see God doing. You've trusted him. My journal is full of ways that God has increased my faith. Or you could draw pictures of what happened each day. Happy writing and drawing. Today's episode of the Mustard Seed Kids was a production of Kingdom Kids Incorporated in Watsontown, Pennsylvania, and was made possible by a generous grant from Christ's Evangelical Lutheran Church, Lewisburg, Pennsylvania. Thank you, Ted Brungard, Jonah Flowers, Donna Bridge, and our producer, Doug Bridge, for being available so God could use you. Until next time, remember, Hebrews 11:6 says, "Without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists, and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him." And God bless you. Special thanks to Rob Evans, Mr. Donut Man, for allowing us to use his songs today. If you have comments or suggestions, write to Kingdom Kids Incorporated at 11 East 3rd Street, Watsontown, Pennsylvania, 17777. And don't forget to visit Facebook page Donna Bridge or our website at www.HisKingdomKids.org. You are listening to the Mustard Seed Kids on www.shoutcast.com. Search Kingdom Kids. Join us each Sunday at 6 p.m., Tuesday at 7 p.m., and Saturday at 10 a.m., all Eastern Standard Time.
As we praise Jesus and love Him, we grow to be more and more like Him. So let's praise the Lord all day, every day.